This is Apollo Control at 96 hours, 19 minutes. We are now less than 1 minute to reacquiring the spacecraft on the 11th revolution of the moon. Flight Director Gene Kranz, since taking over the shift, has gone around the room, reviewed the situation with all of his flight controllers. We expect that when we reacquire, Buzz Aldrin will be in the LEM, beginning the LEM power-up and check-out. He'll be joined in a short while by Neil Armstrong. We'll stand by now for acquisition of signal as the spacecraft comes around the corner. Network says we have acquired signal. We'll stand by for the call to the crew.
This is Houston, do you read, over? This is Houston. Do you read? Over.
Houston, Columbia, reading you loud and clear. How many?
Right, you're about three by. Mike, we got a lot of noise in the background. It's clearing up now. Break. Eagle, Houston, do you read? Over.
Houston Eagle, about 4x4, go ahead.
Roger, just getting a voice check. Say the page you're on and you activate the checklist. Over.
Roger, I'm on page 27. Over.
Roger, understand, 27. We copy, Al. Yeah. Houston, would you please give us two and accept? We have a state vector for you. Over.
Stand by
You're about three by in the on the voice, Mike. Over.
Okay, you're coming in loud and clear, and I'm configured for normal voice. If you got any switch changes you want, let me know.
Roger, we got some noise somewhere in the system down here, I think. We're working on it. And I got a 130 landmark update for you, and also a DAP load whenever you're ready to copy. Over.
Satisfied with the LTC self-test, over.
Roger, understand. You passed the LGC self-test. Over.
Negative. I was asking you if you were satisfied with it. As far as I can tell, it's satisfactory. And also, the primary evap flow was actuated to number one at 96.05. Over.
Roger, copy on the primary evap. We got the low bit rate, Buzz. We couldn't see that LGC self-test. Over.
Okay.
Houston, Columbia, the docking tunnel index angle remains unchanged.
Roger, copy out.
Eagle is going to secondary transmitter receiver and secondary power amplifier, and I'll check with you in 60 seconds, over.
Roger, stand by. We're standing by, over.
Okay. Back on primary, and I'm ready to proceed with the steerable antenna activation.
Roger, we're standing by, Buzz. Go ahead, over.
And I'll go to biomed dev right momentarily.
Roger.
LEM communications engineer reports that we're on the LEM steerable antenna, which apparently accounts for the quiet communications we're getting at this point.
Houston Eagle, got a very nice lock on the steerable antenna, and you should be receiving biomed, right, and PCMI, over.
Roger, Eagle, we got you fired by. It's really beautiful. We got the high bit rate and the biomed out. Eagle, Houston, do you copy, over?
Roger, copy.
Okay, you got CMP on IREG 5 and LMP on IREG 7.
Houston Eagle, for your information, we're doing the glycol pump check now.
Roger, copy.
And there's the secondary glycol pump.
Roger.
And I'm on secondary, or number two pump right now. And I'll hold here for a couple of seconds and then switch back to number one.
All right, Jim.